ॐ अज्ञानथनयान्नस्य जनाञ्जना सदाखाय चाक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णदृष्टाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदन्त स्वामिनिति नामिने Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pachatyadesa Tarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sridhara Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kakaroti Vacharam Pangalangaya Teganam Yatkita Samahan Mande Siyo Nirhainam Paramananda Madhavam Si Chaitanya Sham Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Our glories to Gaurinidhai, Rathini Dharkadish, and Jagannath Bhadev Subhadraki. So, I have half of my face is paralyzed. So I don't know if you have trouble understanding what I say. And I have someone who's used to my speaking repeat what I say. How many would like repetition? So I have the welcome all of you here.
Happy to welcome you all here.
To the Nodwaka Sunday Love Feast.
To the Nodwaka Sunday Love Feast.
Is anyone here for the first time?
Is it?
Let's give them a big welcome. Hariba! 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 An evil.
An evil.
An evil. So, this week was a very special week. Because we had the appearance day of one of our great Vaishnava writers.
And we have the appearance day of one of our great Vaishnava writers.
Lochan Das Thakur.
Lochan Das Thakur.
He was one of the important biographers of Lord Chaitanya. And he appeared when Lord Chaitanya was 34 years old.
And he appeared when Lord Chaitanya was 34 years old.
And that was 520 some years ago.
And that was 520 some years ago.
So, see, Lord Krishna, the original personality of Godhead.
Lord Krishna, the original personality of Godhead.
He appears once in the day of Brahma.
He appears once in the day of Brahma.
And this universe has stays in existence for one day of Brahma. And then he recreates.
And then he recreates.
So he's the creator.
So he's the creator.
But all the, his name is Lord Brahma. His name is Lord Brahma.
His name is Lord Brahma.
But you can also become a Brahma.
You can also become a Brahma.
If you lead 100 verses very exemplary.
If you read 100 verses very
no. exemplary. No. If you lead 100 verses.
Oh, you can lead 100
verses. That's not easy.
Why?
One day of Brahma is 4 billion. 320 million years.
One day of Brahma is 4,320,000,000 years.
That's 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas.
That is 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas.
And Krishna comes once every day of Brahma in this universe. But he has unlimited expansions.
But he has unlimited expansions.
Unlimited names.
Unlimited names.
And unlimited pastimes.
And unlimited pastimes.
So, and after you are some form of Vishnu, some form of the Lord appears. Like in Treta Yuga, the Lord came as Lord Ram.
So in Treta Yuga, the Lord came as Lord Ram.
In Satya Yuga, as Hamsa Avatar.
And in Satya Yuga, he came as Hamsa Avatar.
And in Dwapara Yuga, he came as Lord Krishna.
And in Dwapara Yuga, he came as Lord Krishna.
And in this Yuga, we're presently in, which is Kali Yuga.
And in this Yuga, which is presently called Kali Yuga,
it's the Yuga of quarrel, hypocrisy, and wars.
And it's the Yuga of quarrel and hypocrisy and wars.
The Lord comes as Lord Chaitanya.
Okay.
I guess I'll... In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that he comes to save his devotees and to annihilate the miscreants.
So in Bhagavad Gita, it says that Krishna comes to annihilate the, to save the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. Sorry, it's a bit loud.
Hello.
Sambhavami yuge yuge.
So, in this age, there are lots of imposters.
There are lots of imposters.
So the Lord usually comes in this age as a covered avatar.
So in this age, he comes as a covered avatar.
Yes. If you were to declare that he's an avatar, there are just so many false avatars.
So if he was to declare he was avatar, there are so many false avatars.
Avatar means one who descends.
Avatar means one who descends.
He descends from the spiritual world.
He descends from the spiritual world.
So... last Kali Yuga, the avatar was Lord Srinivas Govinda.
So in the last Kali Yuga, the avatar was Srinivas Govinda.
His deity is worshipped in Tirupati.
His deity is worshipped in Tirupati.
And many people have visited that
And many people have visited that temple.
We have a temple also in that town.
We also have a temple in that town.
And this yuga there is the smallest of the four yugas.
So this yuga, it's the smallest of the four yugas.
432,000 years.
It has 432,000 years.
And we have covered only 5,000.
And we've covered only 5,000.
So we have another 427,000 years.
So we have another 427,000 years.
So it says at the end of this yuga, Kalki avatar comes.
So it says at the end of this yuga, Kalki avatar comes.
And he arranges things to bring in Satyuga.
So he arranges things so to bring in Satyuga.
Which is the yuga of meditation and peace.
Which is a yuga of meditation and peace.
So, and I... here at Timla in the Rajamundri, Andhra Pradesh, there was a man who claimed to be the incarnation of Kalki.
So there is a temple in Andhra Pradesh. A man there claimed to be, claimed to say he was Kalki.
So some of the devotees approached and said, Kalki is supposed to come as a 427,000 years.
And some devotees approached him and said that Kalki is meant to come after 427,000 years.
And a little early.
Ryu. Next.
Aren't you a little early?
Ultimate.
Aren't you too early?
Yeah, too early.
So... he said, showing that he read the scripture. He said, well, I may not be Kalki, but I am God.
So he read the scripture and he said, I may not be Kalki, but I am
God.
All right.
So we're dealing with all kinds of these imposter incarnation.
So we're dealing with so many kinds of imposter incarnations.
At the incarnation, there are three tests.
To be an incarnation, there are three tests.
One is, it should be mentioned in the Shastra, in the revealed scriptures.
So one is that you should be mentioned in the Shastras, what is known as the revealed scriptures.
And second is that your appearance should match up with the description in the scriptures.
So the second is that your appearance should match up with the description of the appearance in the scriptures.
Like Lord Chaitanya said, he'll appear in Navadvip, and the full moon day of our moon, and his mother will be such.
So Lord Chaitanya said that he would appear in Navadvip on a full moon, and his mother would be Sachi.
The scriptures
say that.
Well, that's all true.
And that's all true.
Now, this imposter, he said he was Kalki, but scripture said he comes after 427,000 years.
So this imposter said he was Kalki, but Kalki appears after 427,000 years, in the scriptures it says.
So it doesn't match up.
Therefore it doesn't match up.
The third test is that a real incarnation of Godhead should do something which is extraordinary.
So the third test is that a real incarnation of Godhead should do something extraordinary.
He should do some miracle or something which ordinarily no one can do.
So he should do some type of miracle or something that no ordinary man can do.
So there are eight kinds of incarnations.
So there are eight kinds of incarnations.
And one is a Shaktavesh.
One is Shaktavesh.
That means a living entity is given power by God.
If that is a living entity that's being given power by God, so it's empowered by God.
So it is empowered incarnation.
So, empowered incarnation.
Then there's the Yuva Avatar, the incarnation for the age.
So there's a Yuga Avatar, that's the incarnation for that age.
There's a Lila Avatar, he comes to execute some pastime.
There's a Lila Avatar, he comes to execute some pastimes.
There's also a Luna Avatar.
There's also a Guna Avatar. That's the three gunas, the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance.
And you?
Sorry.
The words are wrong. So, Lord Brahma is the incarnation for the passion, he does creation.
So Lord Brahma is the incarnation for passion?
He does creation.
He does creation.
And Lord Shiva is the incarnation for ignorance.
And Lord Shiva is the incarnation for ignorance.
He does destruction.
He does destruction.
When it's time to wind up the universe, he winds it up.
So he's the one that wipes out the universe. Winds up the universe. Find it.
And the mode of goodness is overseen by Lord Vishnu.
And the mode of goodness is overseen by Lord Vishnu.
Who maintains.
Who maintains.
So his name.
So he's the extreme personality of Godhead. Supreme personality of Godhead.
Oh. So, there's also the Archa Avatar.
There's also the Archa Avatar.
Like, these deities, they are worshipful incarnations of Godhead.
So, like the deities here, they're worshipable incarnations of Godhead.
We normally cannot see the thing. Personality of Godhead.
We normally cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So, to make Him visible, He comes in the deity form.
So to make Him visible, He comes in the deity form.
His deities are described in the scripture.
His deity forms are described in the scripture.
And their worship is, they're installed by a ceremony called Prana Pratishtha.
And they are installed by a process called Prana Pratishtha.
So, all these deities, they have reciprocated with different devotees since their appearance.
So, all these deities, they have reciprocated with different devotees since their installation.
So, you can try, just pray to the Lord, and you'll see that some reciprocation will be there.
So just try and pray to the Lord, and you'll see that there'll be some reciprocation there.
So every avatar has some, you can say, special features.
So, every avatar, you could say, has some special features.
This age, the avatar of Lord Chaitanya, he is worshipped by the deities of Nidai Gauranga on left.
So, in this age, it's Lord Chaitanya, and he's worshipped, the deities are on the left, Nidai and Gauranga.
There, exceptional feature is their supreme mercy.
And their exceptional feature is their supreme mercy.
They like to give out what has never been given before.
They like to give out what has never been given before.
And they don't judge you if you're qualified or not.
And they're not judgment. They not judge you if you are qualified or not.
They give out the mercy freely.
They get out the mercy freely.
And you can also get from them the highest benediction.
And you can also get from them the highest benediction.
Which is pure love for the same personality of Godhead.
Which is pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Haribo.
So, when Lord Chaitanya was 24 years old, he decided to take the renounced order of life. Then, on the request of his mother, he went to Jagannath Puri.
And from the request of his mother, he went to Jagannath Puri.
And he was so eager to see the deity of Jagannath.
And he was very...
The deity of Jagannath is on the far right.
So he was very eager to see the deity of Lord Jagannath. And you can see Lord Jagannath on your far right hand side.
He's with the big smile.
Oh, he's the one with the big smile. So the third door, 1, 2, 3, on the third door.
Big eyes, big smile.
Big eyes and big smile.
He's represented by a black face.
And his brother has a white face.
brother Balaram.
His brother is Balaram.
Baladev. So, Lord Chaitanya, he went running to see the deity of Lord Jagannath.
So Lord Chaitanya went running to see the deity of Lord Jagannath.
And the other devotees could not keep up.
And the other devotees could not keep up.
So, of course, at this age, he did broadcast, except on two occasions, that he was the incarnation of Krishna.
So at this age, he didn't broadcast, except for two occasions, that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He just acted like a devotee. So, he ran and he saw Dana, he saw Krishna.
So when he ran towards Jagannath and he saw Lord Krishna playing on a flute.
And then
he fainted and fell to the ground.
So, the priest there, and thought, oh, he's a crazy.
So the priest there thought that he was crazy.
And they wanted to beat him up.
And beat him up.
But the head priest, he said, wait, I'll take him.
So, but the head priest came and said, no, 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 I'll take him. His name was Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya.
So he had Lord Chaitanya carried to his house.
So he had Lord Chaitanya carried to his house.
And then he felt his heart, there was no beat.
And he felt his heart, there was no beat.
No breathing.
It was not beating. He's not breathing. Heart was not beating, and he wasn't breathing.
Then he held a cotton swab, a cotton ball, over his nostrils.
Then he held a cotton swab over his
nostril.
Cotton ball over his nostril.
And then he saw a slight movement of the fibers.
And he saw a slight movement of the fibers.
Slight.
Very slight.
So like that, Sarva could understand he was alive.
So from that, Sarva Bhoma could understand that he was alive.
But being that state of suspended animation is quite unusual.
But being in that state of suspended animation is quite unusual.
But it's not that one necessarily could all the time. Great yogi can also control his breathing.
But decided that he's an avatar, even a great yogi can control his breathing like that.
Oh, that's called Nirvikalpa Samadhi.
It's called?
Nirvikalpa Samadhi.
Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Correct.
So then, after some time, Lord Nityananda and other devotees appeared.
So after some time, Lord Nityananda and the other devotees appeared.
They said, well, we know how to revive them by chanting.
So, we
know how to revive them.
We know how to revive him by chanting.
So, someone was alright.
So Sarva Bhoma said, alright.
So they started chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Madanga.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
So, Lord Chaitanya, he came to external consciousness.
Chaitanya, at that point, came to external consciousness.
So, Sarvabhauma Vacharya invited him, and you are Yada Sannyasi, I can teach you the Vedanta Sutra.
So, Sarvabhauma Brahmacharya invited him that you're a young sannyasi, I can teach you the Vedanta Sutra.
So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I'll be back tomorrow.
So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I'll be back tomorrow.
And then he left the devotees and they found a place for him.
So he left the devotees and they found a place for him. He left with the devotees and found a place for him.
So for 7 days he came here, Sarvabhauma Vacharya.
So 7 days he came
to hear
Sarvabhauma Vacharya,
who was a renowned pundit of the Shankara school.
Who was a renowned pundit of the Shankara school.
And he taught him the Gyana Yoga, Shankaracharya interpretation of the Vedanta Sutra.
And he taught the Shankaracharya interpretation of the Vedanta Sutra.
And the Lord Chaitanya listened to him for 7 days, but didn't say a word.
And Lord Chaitanya listened for 7 days, but didn't say a word.
Then he said, do you have any questions?
Then he said, do you have any questions? Now Sarvabhauma Acharya said to Lord Chaitanya.
No.
And Lord Chaitanya said no.
How is it such a heavy subject for 7 days and you have no question?
So how, I've been talking about a heavy subject for 7 days, and how is it you don't have a question?
I understand the verses.
I understand the verses.
I just don't understand your commentary.
I just don't... I understand your verses, but I don't understand your commentary.
Oh, you have a better commentary?
So Sarvabhauma said, do you have a better commentary?
I think so.
I think so.
And then he presented his understanding of the... Vedanta Sutra.
And so Lord Chaitanya presented his version of the Vedanta Sutra.
But you see, direct translation, direct interpretation.
So he gave a direct translation and a direct interpretation.
No. Words only like the Shankara school does.
So, no?
Word juggling.
No word juggling like the Shankara school.
So then Sadhguru was shocked that young sannyasi knows so much.
So Sarvabhauma was very shocked that such a young sannyasi knows so much.
So then he asked Lord Chaitanya if he could give the interpretations to the Atmarama verse.
So he asked Lord Chaitanya if he could give the interpretation of the Atmarama verse.
And Lord Chaitanya gave Atmarama verse that I got 64 interpretations.
So Lord Chaitanya gave 64 interpretations of the Atmarama verse.
How each word meant something.
How each word?
Meant something.
Each word meant something. So how each word meant something.
So then Sarvabhauma Acharya, he was very impressed.
So then Sarvabhauma Acharya was very impressed.
He thought that no human being has so much knowledge.
So he thought that no human being has so much knowledge.
So he asked, please reveal who you are.
And he asked Lord Chaitanya, please reveal who you are.
So Lord Chaitanya showed two forms.
So Lord Chaitanya showed him two forms. He showed two forms.
One is with six hands.
One was the six hands.
Krishna.
Krishna. Playing on the flute. So that's, you showed one form where Krishna is playing on the flute.
Six hands.
Oh, this, yes.
Two on the flute. Two
chains.
One is rock and a thunder.
Mm-hmm. So carrying the six, they showed six hands, one playing the flute, one with a conch shell, bow. One was with a bow, two playing flute, and the other two?
I said, water pot.
Water pot.
And a danda.
And a danda.
A stick.
A stick.
Okay, a stick.
Yeah.
A flute.
A flute.
And also bows and arrows.
Bows and arrows. I got one right. Bows and arrows. I'm very sorry, very much.
Then he showed how he was the mentor of Radha and Krishna.
Then he showed how he was the divine form of Radha and Krishna.
Combined form.
The mind form. Combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna, help me. Oh, so have a nice foot in the ceiling in the corner. Cool, man.
So Lord Chaitanya, like this, he showed many miracles.
So like this, Lord Chaitanya showed many miracles.
When he was in Andhra Pradesh.
When he was in Andhra Pradesh.
At the Kumadesh.
At?
Kumadesh.
Kumadesh.
There was a deity there of Lord Kurma or the tortoise.
So there was a deity of Kurma as a tortoise.
So one Brahmin, Vasudev, who had leprosy, he went to see Lord Chaitanya.
So one Brahmin named Vasudev went to see Lord Chaitanya. He had leprosy.
But he was too late.
But he was too late.
Lord Chaitanya had already left.
But Lord Chaitanya had already left.
So then he started crying, no, no, no chance to get an association.
So he started crying. There's no chance. No association. I want to cry.
And he rolled on the ground.
And he rolled on the ground and crying and on the floor.
And Lord Chaitanya appeared.
And Lord Chaitanya appeared.
So, Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him.
And Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him.
And he was cured of his leprosy.
And he was cured of his leprosy. Haribo!
Then he started crying again.
Then he started crying again.
No, no, why?
No, no, why?
All the false is proud. All the better I stay sick.
I'll be falsely proud. The better I stay sick.
Lord Siddhartha said, no, don't worry. As long as you preach the holy name, preach the glorious of Krishna, no problem.
And Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry. As long as you preach the holy name and preach the glories of Lord Krishna, you'll be fine.
I'll be with you, and you'll be with me.
I'll be with you, and you'll be with me.
Hare
Rama. 6 o'clock.
So, like this, Lord Chaitanya walked all over India.
So, like this, Lord Chaitanya walked all around India.
And he just had one assistant.
And he had one assistant.
And so many things happen. So many things happen.
And so many things happen.
But it's time for the feast.
But it's time for the Sunday feast.
Now, just tell you. But if you buy the, or get the, Chaitanya Charanita, then the Madhyalila, it describes his walking around, selling in and out.
So get the Chaitanya Charanita, and the Madhyalila explains his travels through South India and Vrindavan.
But before Lord Chaitanya came down, he told Arjuna that I will preach in India.
But before Lord Chaitanya came down, he told Narad Muni that he would preach in India.
And this was recorded in Lochan Das Thakur's book.
And this was recorded in Lochan Das Thakur's book.
Which was written 450 years ago.
Which was written 450 years ago.
But Lord Chaitanya said, I will send a leading devotee who will spread this message all over the world.
And Lord Chaitanya said, I'll send
a leading
devotee who will spread this message all over the world.
And he'll come 500 years after me.
And he will come 500 years after him. After him, Lord Chaitanya.
Our founder Acharya. His divine grace. A.C. Dr. Siddhartha Swami Prabhupada.
Prabhupada Ki!
Came. 500 years after Lord Chaitanya.
Came 500 years after Lord Chaitanya.
And spread this message.
And spread this message.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Even here in L.A.
Even here in L.A. Rio!
So, I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for bringing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya all over the world.
So we are really grateful to Srila Prabhupada for bringing the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world and the mercy.
We hope that you all can ask questions later to the Alayanja Dilak. There's so much to learn about the material world and spiritual world from the perspective of the Vedas.
Okay, so I'll answer a few questions, but there's so much to learn from the perspective of the scriptures, from the material and spiritual world.
Questions? Yeah.
Maybe we can have one or two questions.
Sir?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much for this wonderful class about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have one question regarding Guna Avatars. You mentioned that Lord incarnates himself as Brahma, Shiva and Lord Vishnu to control over the three modes of material nature. So my question is, in the scriptures it is said, Lord never touches the material energy and therefore he incarnates as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. But then why is he in contact, by contact I mean, why is he touching more of goodness as Lord Vishnu and not giving this task to some Jiva Tattva? Why is he himself touching the mode of goodness, which is a material mode?
See, he has his spiritual energy which he engages.
So, you see, he has his spiritual energy.
And that material energy, or Durga, Parvati, Maya,
and he also has material energy with names such as Durga, Parvati, so many names.
So, it says she does the creation, maintenance, and destruction on the order of the Lord.
So it says that she does the maintenance, destruction, and creation under the orders of the Lord.
So Krishna doesn't have to personally touch anything material.
So Vishnu doesn't have to personally touch anything material.
Just by his willing, it happens.
Just by his willing, it happens.
But here, he'll come down into the. He stays in the Kiradak site, in the ocean of milk.
Oh, he stays. So he comes down, but he stays in the ocean of milk.
And sometimes the daylight will go on the shore of the ocean. He's in the middle of the island, and they pray to him to come.
So the devas go to him and pray to him to come.
If they're facing some big problem.
If they're facing some big problem.
Or some great yogis can approach that representation of the spiritual world.
So some yogis can also approach that representation of the spiritual world.
Like the four Kumaras.
Like Rupa Muni.
So, Vishnu is the direct extension of Lord Krishna.
So, Vishnu is the direct expansion of Lord Krishna.
But Brahma is empowered avatar.
Whilst Brahma is an empowered avatar.
Usually
is empowered.
Shiva is somewhere between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva.
And so Shiva is somewhere between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva.
He is more than Jiva Tattva. He's in direct contact with the material energy.
He's more with the Jiva Tattva, and he's more in contact with the material energy.
He's more than the Jiva Tattva.
He's more than connected to the material energy.
So that's why it's like the example is given by milk turned to yogurt.
So the example of where the milk where it turns into yogurt.
You can turn milk to yogurt, but you cannot turn yogurt back to milk.
So you can turn milk into yogurt, but you can't turn yogurt back into milk. One more question. Hari Bol.
What happens to a person's spirit when the physical body dies?
You see, you are the spirit.
So you see, you are the spirit.
And you're eternal.
And you're eternal, the spirit part's eternal.
And your body dies, you don't die.
So when your body dies, you don't die.
And you take a new birth.
You take a new birth.
Now, that birth is according to your desires, according to your activities in this life.
So that birth is according to your desires and your activities. In this life.
If your desire to be with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you go to the spiritual world.
And if you desire to be with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you'll go into the spiritual world.
If you're a very good person and you've done lots of pious activities, you can get a higher birth.
And if you're like a good person and you've done a lot of pious activities, then you'll get a good birth.
But in the material world.
But in this material world.
And if you're medium, you know, take further as a human being.
So if it's like medium and you do mediocre activities, you take birth as just a normal human being.
And if you're very violent or cruel or ignorant, then you may take a lower birth.
And if you've been violent or cruel or done in ignorance on anything, then you may take birth in a lower standard of life.
So here, Krishna is saying, Bhakti Yoga, where we want people to develop their desire to serve the Lord.
So here we're practicing Bhakti Yoga, where we're trying to develop the desire to serve the Lord.
And to directly go to Him.
And to directly, after we die, go to Him.
So, the way to awaken that dormant love is by chanting and hearing.
And the way to awaken that dormant love is by chanting and hearing. So there's the nine processes of Bhakti Yoga. If you want to know more about that, I'm sure some of the within you.
Nice question.
Very well. Okay, we've got one more. Right at the back.
Thanks for nice class, Maharaj. You mentioned five different types of avatars so far that you listed. I think there was a total of eight. I was just wondering if you could mention something about the other three.
One mantra avatar. Every change of mana, there's every 14 times in one day of Brahma, there's a mana, and he's considered a type of avatar.
So in one day of Brahma, there's a mana, and 14 manas.
And in each mana, there is?
And Manu is considered a type of avatar.
So a Manu is considered as a type of avatar.
So 14.
14. So that means 14. Any more? Yeah. So what is that? 6? Two more? Purusha avatar.
Sometimes my father said, how great is God?
Sometimes Prabhupada said, how great is God?
With a fraction of himself.
We are a fraction of God Himself.
He expands the unlimited millions of universes.
He expands through the limited millions of universes.
The partial avatar or incarnation, the loose avatars are the causal, the Mahavishnu.
So the partial avatar, we can get it all.
Purusha avatar.
Purusha avatar.
Has three. One. Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu.
Who creates the vagina.
Who creates the material energy?
Guru
Daksha Vishnu.
Who gives birth to Brahma.
And
he is the president of the universe.
And he's the president of the universe.
Resident
of the universe.
He gives rise to the
universe.
Yeah, everything's residing on him. He's lying down.
And the Krishna Gaudiya that's present in our heart.
The super soul who's present in our heart.
He's the Shiva Daksha
Vishnu. I can't say that one. Shiva Daksha Vishnu.
he's the one that we have more interaction with.
So that's the one we have more attachment with.
Interaction
with. Okay. Does that answer your question, Prabhu? You got all eight? I'm so happy you got all eight there.
So I hope you have a nice feast.
I hope you have a nice feast.
I'll sit in the back. If you have any more questions, you come up and speak with me.
So you'll be sitting in the back if you know, want to get blessing.
Room.
At the back room. In the prasad room, so if you want to. And also we have cookies. So there's cookies. It has to start with some sweet. So it may take take it. Okay, so if we could have it come forward. Yeah, those that want the feast can go direct, but those that want to come and get a cookie from Guru Maharaj here, then please come forward. Two lines, one for the males. Yeah, so get your cookie and go to the feast.
Very well. Very good.